This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, a candid insight into navigating the complexities of modern romance and the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. Welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. This is Donna Lynn, and I'm here once again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yep, I'm here.
So glad to have you here, dear. Oh, okay. Love of my life.
Oh, boy.
I know, shit's getting deep already. Yeah, okay, I got to stop. I'm trying to be very professional now.
Good for you. Makes one of us.
Never going to happen. Not in our lifetime.
So in case you haven't listened to us before, the podcast is about swinging and the lifestyle, and it's also just having fun.
And our banter.
We're always
picking on each other,
going after each other,
just a little bit.
And we encourage everyone to, life's short, have fun.
Yeah, find somebody and pick on them.
Yeah, I don't know
the way he does me because I'm nothing but loving and kind to him.
Full of shit. So anyway,
Do you want to get the nastiness out right away?
Yep, let's get that over with.
Oh, the plugs,
not the butt plugs, just
not the butt.
You can leave that in.
Good. I can leave my butt plug in. Man, after my own heart.
is that what I'm after? All right. So if you want to reach out to us with an email to share your comments, your questions, your ideas, topics, whatever it might be, info@hotwifepodcast.com. Please check out the free swinger magazine we put together. It's online only, so there's no print, there's no subscription, there's no fee, there's no anything, just something you can look at 50shadesofpleasure.com. That's F-I-F-T-Y, shadesofpleasure.com. Enjoy it, please. If you want to submit an article, a story, questions, whatever, love to hear from you with that too. And that's at info@50shadesofpleasure.com. If you need or like lubricant, we can't urge you enough to use
Spunk Lube. Absolutely is probably the, well, is the only lubricant I use. I use the hybrid. I use the, they had the silicone one. Mm-hmm. And then now they also have the natural one, which is the avocado and coconut oil. So organic.
So
orgasmic.
Well, if you do it right.
If you do it right. So I love
with
that.
The right person, it should.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're not with the right person, just keep doing it till you get there.
Practice makes perfect.
Well, keep practicing.
Now, did you tell them about put the hot wife in the code at checkout to get 10% off?
That was your job.
I just did that. And so, it is hot wife, all one word.
All one word. Yeah. And you get 10% off your order.
Can't beat that with a stick.
I wanted to see who you were doing.
Go to hotwifedonnalynn.com. It is all my links page, all the platforms that I'm on. That also includes the magazine is there, 50 Shades of Pleasure, as well
all
as
the links to everything.
Yes, so. As well as a podcast.
Yeah.
So it's all there.
All right. So tonight's topic. So now, again, if you're listening to the show and you think you're going to get some real intellectual insight into swinging with this particular show, you're really wrong.
You're way off.
This is one.
This came about because of a dinner we had.
My birthday dinner. I was hoping to maybe get a little something for my birthday. Well, my daughter made us dinner, and the vegetable she chose was asparagus.
Asparagus.
And anybody who eats asparagus knows that when you do that, you're piss smells like asparagus.
Well, it's aspartic acid, but yes, it does. Okay, it smells bad. Okay, let's not get
chemical here, okay? So,
well, there's a reason why it smells.
In other words, you know, just I like asparagus.
Love asparagus.
I don't like my snatch to taste like asparagus, okay?
You have a snatch?
It's yeah, but I want you to carry it for
me. Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, and, you know, and not that we don't shower, we shower before we do that and everything else, but still, just one of those things, man. Like, no.
I don't want to be gross, but I'm going to be gross. You know, my pee smelled the next day, too. God. I went to pee, I'm like, oh, dear God.
That was like 4 or 5 days ago, and I still think my pee smells like so, is this one that's like, no, nah, kind of killed the mood, not getting any on my birthday.
No.
So the concept for the show, after when that happened, I said to Donna, I said, okay, I got a perfect topic for the show that hopefully will be fun, maybe even funny.
Right.
Would be foods not to bring to a swinger party.
Or foods not to eat before you go and those extracurricular activities.
So asparagus is right there, number one.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to invite you, if you're listening to this podcast, email us if we don't cover something
that you think
would be a bad thing. It might be a food from your region,
right?
Or something that, it could be a problem. So email us with that at info@hotwifepodcast.com, and it will give you a worthy mention. We'll bring it up on the show after we get your email. So obviously, asparagus number one.
Probably number one. Another one. I was getting ready to go have some fun with a play date, and I was going to do some anal, and I was thinking about having chili.
Yeah.
For lunch.
Taco Bell or something.
Yeah, you know, and Vince is like, no, not the chili. Especially not the chili with the corn in it. Chili corn. No. I was like, oh, man, I was really in the mood for that chili, too. That was really good chili. I just.
Not if you're doing anal. No. You might not want to eat it even if you're not doing anal.
Yeah,
you start, guy going down on you or whatever, or he's down there munching away, and you have an orgasm, and you can't hold back that little gas bubble.
Isn't that the truth?
You're blowing him a kiss in a different way.
Absolutely. Any kind of gassy foods, stay away, run away. Anything with a lot of garlic, you know, like pizza.
Well, garlic's an obvious one.
Oh, yeah.
Garlic and onions are really the obvious ones.
Garlic doesn't make me gassy. Onions make
me. Well, but your breath. It's not just.
Oh, yeah.
Not just out there. It's also a breath.
Breathing. Yeah. I'd be gargling.
You know, you don't want to, like, you know, I just had an onion sandwich. Hi. I brought onion salad.
Oh, man.
I brought my 5 onion salad. I got 5 different onions in it. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time down in the playroom.
Stay away from onions. That's a nasty one.
Really, you know, like, I mean, now. This particular concept would be up to the person, you know, like cheeses and ice creams and stuff like that.
Sure.
If they're lactose intolerant,
stay away from that.
Yeah, you might not want. Just like nope, gonna stay away. You know, those Chinese stink fruit.
Oh dear God! They smell like rotten corpse. Anyway, why would you want to eat them?
I don't know.
I don't know how your body processes them. I don't know if you will smell after you eat the stink fruit. But I do know it smells like
death.
Death. Yeah, that's just gross. Don't bring that to a swinger party.
If you enjoy that at home, do that
at home.
That's
great.
Don't bring it to a party.
Oh, yeah, no fish, no,
yeah, that could be really embarrassing. It's like, oh, my wife loves her cod. And it's just like, did you notice, Donna? Smells kind of fishy. She was eating cod. Yeah, sure.
You sure? Yeah, stay away from the fish, please. People. That can be kind of embarrassing. Is that the cod or is that you?
Wow.
White fish. It smells like.
Did you take a car here? Or did you jog?
Jog. Oh, God. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Is this a shower party? I think we should take it in the shower. Donna, I've always wanted to fuck you in the shower. How about we go in the shower? No, no, it should be in the shower.
It should be in the shower.
How about, let's go talk in the shower.
Yeah, how about scope? Put some scope. I think scope. Yeah. Here's a mint. Take a mint.
You know what? You're small. Have three.
Have three. Yeah. But yeah, all those, yeah, stay away from that too. That's just.
Indian food.
I would imagine anything.
And that's, I'm talking on a couple levels. I'm talking both breath, what comes out of your pores, and what could come out of.
Other orifices?
The other orifices, yeah. That could just be a.
Especially if you're not used to it. I remember the first time I had Indian food, it didn't agree with me. It was just a one and done. I was not a happy camper. I was really sick. I'm just not used to the spices, I guess. It's just.
Yeah. But again, it's also one of those things that might offend other people.
Mm-hmm. Even as yeah.
Well, no one wants to come play with me.
I wonder why.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. I find you very attractive. Somehow you make me so horny. I want to bang you like a cymbal in the drum. Not for nothing, but you remind me of my old girlfriend. this elephant I used to ride. Anyway, different girl. My ex-wife.
I'm not even going to go there. But yeah, certain spices you have to be careful of. Absolutely. I'm thinking about like when the party that we were at, and there was a lot of very there were some cheeses, there were nuts, there was grapes, they had meatballs. But that could be dangerous. Like the sauce, sometimes the sauce makes me a little. It's more gives me heartburn. Sure, yeah, the acidity.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, you have the breads and stuff. I can't think of anything else that was like objectionable. Like the food they chose is actually pretty good, but yeah, there are certain foods you just don't want to. You don't stay away from them.
If you're having like hot roast beef sandwiches and they put a lot of horseradish on it, all of a sudden your nasal passages clear up. It's like, oh, I can really smell her now.
Stop! That's terrible. Or you get the horseradish still in your fingertips, and you do something with them.
You touch somebody.
Oh, wasabi.
Well, how about? Like really hot chicken wings.
Oh my God.
And you get
God.
The hot sauce on your hands. And then I washed them.
But
still that off, you know? No. You go and grab someone's junk and whoa! Yeah, no, that would not be good.
No, that wouldn't be good.
You were not going to be asked back.
Well, it happens. It just, you know, don't serve hot wings that are.
Or just bring rubber gloves. Serve rubber gloves with the hot wings.
There you go. That would be.
Yeah, go with barbecue wings, not the hot wings.
Not the hot ones. Well, I was trying to think like what I ate one time, and I went to take a piss, and it was like, oh my God! Oh, you know, it really wasn't a food, so it was actually one of those essential oils.
Oh,
and I told you this story, so it wasn't a food. I'm just gonna, you know, take a little sidebar here from the food. I had an old boyfriend who wanted to be more romantic, and he thought it'd be a really good idea to put, you're smiling, to put essential oils on certain parts of his body. It sounds like it might be okay, but the essential oil he used was wintergreen, which he put on his junk, which immediately swelled up like a fucking basketball. It was red. He couldn't even have sex. It ruined the entire night. So essential oils, just much like food, stay away from. And it smells great. I mean, this is wintergreen, so it smells really
good. Do they come
with
like a warning not to put this someplace like on your body? I mean, can you put essential oils on your body?
You can put certain ones if you dilute them with like maybe avocado oil or coconut oil.
Well, we're not
oil.
Telling people to do that because we don't know.
Don't do that.
I'm just asking a general question.
Yeah,
we're not telling you what to do.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
We'll tell you not to do that.
I would caution. Use caution. I mean, I've done that with lavender, and it came from the store way.
Yeah, but you didn't like go and rub it up in your crotch.
No,
either,
you put it behind you. You can use it to massage yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do not
rub
put
it on your arm or something like that. It's fine, but you want to put it someplace that.
Don't put it on mucous membranes.
Wherever you want to call it.
Nose, nasal passages, you know, vaginas.
Don't drink.
Don't drink it.
Don't pour it in your ear.
Don't pour it in your ear. Yeah, so that was supposed to be a very romantic night that just did not. I mean, it crashed and burned. It literally burned
a lot. Apparently, yeah.
All his junks. It was red. It was swollen. If it wasn't so like uncomfortable, I'm laughing now. But it was not funny back then.
Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, hot sauce. Like
yeah,
I said,
anything on your fingertips.
Yeah, because there was a time I tested hot sauce, just put it on my finger, and then it was like super hot, and I washed my hands, and I rubbed my eye. Oh. Well, that was an experience. And they said, no, you can like wash your hands like 5-6 times. Yeah. And it's still kind of there. So yeah, you don't, hot sauce, stay away from.
Especially
if you're at a swinger party.
Or any kind of intimate, let's say you just want to be intimate with your mate or something. Yeah, stay away from that, definitely. That's that's a no-no right there. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Okay, off topic a little bit, not slightly.
Okay.
Do you think watching someone eat at a swinger party, if they have bad manners, could turn you off to them? You're watching someone talk and chew with their mouth full and spitting food over. And they could be a good-looking individual that before all that, you're like, yeah, I'm going to try to score some of that. But then all of a sudden you see him, blah, blah, blah. Would that, do you sit there and go, no.
Yeah, I like good manners. That's not to be pristine, but
Just ask.
Yeah. I try not to eat at swinger parties unless it's like little pieces of cheese, a couple grapes.
Well, and some cheeses are things you don't want to bring like this. Real stinky cheeses. Oh, yeah. Like Limburger cheese.
Oh, something. God. No, that'd be terrible. No, just, you know, your typical cheddar. Oh, my God. Just
want to go play.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If you're the next person you play with after that person is like, God damn, her pussy stinks.
Or it's like, oh, it smells like old
rotted
feet.
Rotted cheese.
It smells like old feet. You know that the Cento cheese? Yeah. It smells like feet or like really good Parmesan smells like dirty feet. Yeah. Frito feet. It's like, oh, my God. It's like a mixture of Fritos and old foot stench. This is good cheese. It smells like old feet. It's like, I don't know if I can equate the two quite that way, but like a good Parmesan cheese really does have a stinky foot type. It's the heater doing making that noise.
Yeah.
That's so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know how that's
cabbage
good.
Based. Oh, like, no, like sauerkraut and stuff.
I love sauerkraut too, but I'm not
saying the foods aren't good. I'm just saying, is it something you really want at a swinger party? No, we're talking more of a house party than we are like at a club party.
Right, exactly.
You know, so.
Anytime you're going to be intimate, I would stay away from the sauerkraut too, because a lot of times anything that's
cabbage or
anything that's been fermented, except maybe yogurt might be okay. I stay away from the cabbage, fermented cabbage, which is your coleslaws and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or not your coleslaw, but sauerkraut. I don't even know about coleslaw. That might be okay.
Yeah, coleslaw doesn't have a, it's not fermented. It's
sliced, but it's still cabbage.
Yeah.
That won't be too bad.
No. And generally, there's no flavor that lingers in their mouth or, you know what I mean?
I don't have any,
you know, like,
gastrointestinal problems.
Maybe
like
a liverwurst and onion sandwich thing.
Oh, stay away from that. Oh,
if you don't know what liverwurst is, it's basically liver pate.
It's liver pate, which is gross. It looks like cat food.
Well, see, like caviar to me. I've never had caviar, but I know what it is, and I heard what it tastes like. I can't
scrunch up my nose anymore.
I wouldn't want to kiss a woman.
Uh huh. Who tastes
that,
like
that? Just watched eat fish eggs.
And if you like caviar, they're very salty, very, very salty.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the food is bad or bad for you or whatever. I'm not the dietitian I want to be.
obviously. I mean, no, dear.
Yeah, thanks. but more the aspect of like to be cognitive of your breath, your body, your body odor.
Oh, yeah.
Or emissions.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, I can't remember that quickly, luckily. but, you know, the things that could make you undesirable or unattractive to other people that you may or may not want to play with.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, that...
caviar probably would be on that list of things to
What's the other person you're going to play with is eating caviar too.
Well, here's another thing.
And they cancel each other out.
Exactly. Well, if you're a cigarette or cigar smoker, know, I know if we're going to go to a party, you don't smoke that day. Or you don't smoke before we go, obviously, because then you still get that cigar breath. It's gross. And it lasts a long time. It doesn't it doesn't just, you know, disappear in a, you know, you take a minute and your breath is fine. It lingers. It's powerful. It's there.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and if you smoke and you have your clothes, it stays stays to your clothes, too.
Well, that gets into even people who smoke pot.
Smoke pot. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
You know, for people who don't smoke pot, like, I actually find the smell of pot repulsing.
Right, exactly. I don't, but okay.
Okay.
To each their own.
But I'm saying, but if I went to a party and a woman that I was going to play with, like, really reeked a pot, like skunk.
It's like you smell like a skunk?
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'll high five you. That's about it. I'll give you a hug, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know, and the same goes with these foods. You know, if a woman's eating caviar, it's like, no.
Yeah, that's kind of a, and I'm not going to say it's a turn off forever, but it's like, for that moment, it's definitely a no-go. You know, you can eat caviar, but just don't do
party.
It.
Next party, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, next party, just having bread. Just plain bread party. Bread and butter.
Bread and butter. Okay, we can't miss with bread and butter, okay? That's, of course.
Unless it's an infused butter.
We're only doing keto. We can't have bread.
Well, then we just go have sex.
That's it. You just have sex.
Plain and simple. It's that terrible. So yeah, it's that kind of thing. Like those kind of things, that could ruin a party.
Oh, just a type of food. Like, I think you can get away with your typical things, like the ring bologna cheese. Those kind of things, I think, are pretty safe. I'd stay away from popcorn because all the little kernels get caught in your teeth and in your gums, and you got, you know, stay away from Oreo cookies because you get the black.
Okay, so my Oreo cookie sandwich with onion. Doesn't go?
No.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to be at a swinger party or you go see your dentist. Neither of them will appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, no, thank you.
Yeah. Those kind of things, I think, could really, or something that's sloppy. You don't want things like, so if someone spills it all over themselves. Now, unless they're eating naked. Then you could help. Oh, my God, you spilled some spaghetti on yourself. Let me rub that off for you.
Let me just lick that off.
Yep. Yeah, so.
Of course, there might be third-degree burns associated with said spaghetti sauce. You know. So that could be a problem, too. Soups.
Yeah. Anything with curry, like we mentioned, Indian food. But there's Chinese food with curry, too.
Yeah, I would definitely stay away from that. Are there any other, like, really potent, you're more the cook, so I'm asking you this, like, spices besides curry that you might want to stay away from? I can't think of any. I'm thinking, like, oregano. No, that wouldn't be too bad, I don't think.
No, oregano's not bad.
I don't think it would be bad.
Like a major.
No.
I mean, you can make oregano chicken, but that.
Well, that would be in your sauces for spaghetti, but I don't find that offensive, so. Or it doesn't. I mean,
hard-boiled eggs could bring some havoc.
Oh, hard-boiled eggs, yeah.
Yeah, that could wreak potential havoc. Yeah, you know, depending on their gastro system, it depends how fast those little pills could work. You know, now if you're giving the woman who ate them like anal, you're putting a plug in there to stop anything from coming out. It's like you hear a fart, you go, "Hang on, I'm gonna put my dick in your ass." You're not farting anymore.
Yeah, but when a dick has got to come out sooner or later, man. probably broccoli wouldn't be a good one. I always hear
you could be picking that out of your teeth.
Does that make you gassy? I don't think broccoli makes
Not me, but that doesn't mean
I've heard of the broccoli farts, so I'm thinking it might affect some people.
Broccoli smells like farts.
It does when you're cooking.
I love broccoli.
It smells awful.
Because when you're cooking, it smells like someone just like, who the hell?
Yep. Yeah. I know when you're cooking, I'm like, oh, God, that smells nasty.
And I think Mexican food could be a tricky one.
Yeah, again, with the spices, and you have a lot of corn and
beans.
That's why the chili was a big no-go.
Yeah, I brought a five-bean dip. We're having, you know, bean enchiladas and fish tacos coated in beans.
So. No, that sounds gross.
Sounds gross at a swinger party. I'd try it either way, but not at a swinger party, though.
Oh, the fish with the beans? No, absolutely not. They just don't go together.
It could. I could see some beans on a fish taco. Sure.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit, refried beans on there or something. Yeah.
Well, they do have fish tacos, so I guess that does have some kind of a Mexican flair to it. I don't know. I'm trying to remember if I ever I know I've had fish tacos before.
Yeah, usually just fish and lettuce, tomato.
They're not usually
cheese onion. And whatever. Yeah. I don't think there's even cheese on a fish taco.
Really? I don't
avocado, know. Maybe.
See that would be a good one. I think that would be a good one. It doesn't have a lot of flavor. Yeah. It doesn't linger. It's easy clean up. I don't think it makes it gassy. I think avocado would be good. Avocado, tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you make me hungry. So
probably like light salads.
So it'd be interesting now again, hear from the listeners.
Right.
What foods that we might have overlooked or spices
there's
or whatever.
Quite a few.
What do you think might be a bad idea to bring to a swinger party that could really put a wrinkle in the party? Okay. info@hotwifepodcast.com. Love to hear your concepts. I'm sure we missed a few. We write topics down. We don't talk about them. We don't break a script or anything else.
Fudge. I think fudge might be a dangerous fudge. One.
Fudge. Well, I don't think they do it anymore.
What's that?
Like, we were talking about these the other day. Pistachios. Remember when they used to
turn your fingers red? Yeah, they had the red dye.
So you'd have like red fingerprints all over.
All over you pistachios. Fudge could be like, well, you know, I put a piece of fudge down somewhere and somebody sat on it. Now there's, is it fudge or is it not? Like, I pulled his butt plug out. And
wow. You went there.
I went there.
Jesus Christmas. Wow.
Let's just say.
That's not where I wasn't hoping to take the show there. But remember, it wasn't me, folks.
Hey, these are things you have to think about.
Apparently, I wasn't thinking that. I felt bad enough to talk about gas. Step or two further there.
Well, you have to think about
shit these. Happens. I know.
And you have to think about these things too. So, you know, make sure that you're on your best behavior.
Yeah. So again, if you could think of a food or a spice that might not want to bring to a swinger party, love to hear your concepts.
Yeah, I think I've said all the ones I could think of off the top of my head. I can't think of any more. So I'd be curious to see if anybody else has any more ideas. And I'm sure he missed quite a few, but I guess we eat pretty bland because it's not usually a problem for us.
Well, I'm trying to think. At the swinger parties we go to, they're pretty much always the same food. Meatballs.
Yeah, they're
meat
safe.
Trays,
they're safe food.
And cheese, yeah.
They're tried and true. Grapes.
They have more desserts than they have.
Right. The cookies.
Because the parties are later in the evening.
Right. They
so.
Have like the cookies and little. Yeah.
Maybe
little
some
cakes.
Cold cuts or something.
Yeah. So it's all safe stuff. It's not anything you have to worry about, thankfully.
Yeah. Maybe they've learned. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been doing it a while. So I'm sure they've come up with a menu that works for
some
them.
Some knowledge base. Yeah. Sure. All right. So with that said, again, hope to hear from you guys, and thanks for listening, and until next time.
Hey, have a great night, everybody.